开创 bebop 风格的两位大师分别是小号演奏 Dizzy Gillespie 和 sax 演奏家 Charlie Parker， 他们追求新意的演奏方式，在演唱独奏的时间不断改变换气的停歇点，甚至通常的断句以不平衡的旋律来连接。这种创新的手段本来应该值得鼓励，但是呢，在当时却受到许多传统人士的反对。Bop 的本意呢是噪音，所以用音乐形式 Bebop 也就是由此而来。在 Bebop 音乐当中，和声变得更加复杂，使得独奏者有了更大空间得以发挥。
Thank you. The 1950s was the cut of the great artist. Else which is living and being changing. The intensity of bop was beginning to tenses. Too much count was required to follow the complex rhythms and chords of Buddhist. Audiences for bop began to thin, and as this was happening, a new sound was coming from the new sound, a kind of gentle music could be listened to enjoy and dined in an expensive restaurant or white bar or lobby. The new sound was the cool sound.
但是就像这个世界上的所有一样， Bebop 也在发展和变。观众们开始渐渐厌倦了 Bebop 噪音，与此同时呢，一种新的声音出现在西海岸，这就是Cool Jazz。冷爵士的代表人物就是年轻的小号音乐家 Miles Davis。
Yes, China. And those of us who live in this country and listen and learn about this music will bring light, energy, passion, and spirit to our cultural life. Once you have heard and learned to appreciate jazz, you may never be able to listen to disco or visit a karaoke bar again. I hope so, both for you.
这就是你将看到的一我爱爵士发展历史。如果你通过这本书成为了一位爵士乐爱好者的话，也12点到星期二的凌晨1点，在北京音乐台 FM97.4 收听我为您主持的午夜蓝。